from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Chloe. August 14th. 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from the Forbidden Files, how to optimize and fix your biomechanics for lifelong health. I've been thinking about what the piece says about how much we repeat the same walking pattern, millions of steps a year, all on autopilot. It points out that most of us never stop to ask if that pattern is actually optimal, and that the average gait often involves collapsed arches and inward rolling heels, which can wear down joints and cause pain. There's no new trial backing this. It's more an observation of common movement habits and a call to notice them. The author suggests we can retrain our nervous system by consciously adjusting foot placement, straight feet, higher inner ankle, heels trailing outward, so the brain updates the motor program. It's a practical, low-tech reminder that small, mindful tweaks to how we walk might help reduce knee, hip, or back issues over time. Next, second from New Atlas, world's largest all-electric plane completes maiden flight. So, the X-1 demonstrator aircraft, made by Heart Aerospace, just completed its first flight. It's a big plane weighing 25,000 pounds and it's all electric. The test flight was 27 minutes long and took place in New York. The flight was overseen by the FAA, which is the US agency that regulates aviation. This is a big deal for electric aircraft. It's the largest one to make a successful flight so far. Up next, third from Science Alert. Cutting meat and dairy for just a few weeks can alter your body's chemistry. We know that plant-based diets can be a good option for people looking to improve their health, and a new study based on real world dietary practices reveals fresh insights on why that might be the case. The study followed a group of 200 healthy people from the greater region of Thessaloniki, Greece, who abstained from meat, fish, dairy, and eggs, essentially taking on a vegan diet for a total of 180-200 days each year as part of a religious practice connected to Orthodox Christianity. And then, fourth from Science Alert, swarming jellyfish just shut down a nuclear reactor for the second time. It seems animals may have had just about enough of human activity and technology. Jellyfish have shut down a nuclear reactor in northern France for the second time, and it's far from the only attack nature has launched on our infrastructure in recent years. Whether the gloopy marine creatures were taking aim at French energy policy or simply got lost isn't clear. There's been no official comment from their side. However, given that this has happened 2 years in a row and on exactly the same date each time, it does feel rather coordinated. Next, fifth from Manga Bay. South Africa school uses cattle dung to generate biogas for cooking meals. Women preparing meals for more than 1,000 students at Tiani Secondary School in South Africa's Limpopo province no longer rely only on firewood. Instead, much of the cooking is powered by biogas generated from cattle dung collected from Tiani Village. This community-led project could reduce pressure on forests while cutting greenhouse gas emissions, experts say. The pilot project was established in 2022 with support from the University of Venda. Every weekday, 4 community volunteers from Tiani use an ox-drawn cart to collect cattle dung from nearby households. Up next, sixth from the Brokovich Report. We can't keep ignoring our water crisis. More than 60% of Puerto Rico's clean water never reaches a home. It leaks out of aging pipes on the way there. This year, as the island's driest summer in more than a century pushed reservoirs to dangerous low levels, about 180,000 homes and businesses lost running water 3 to 4 days a week. Officials called it a drought problem. In a speech this May, Puerto Rico Gov. This is Everything is Amazing, a science newsletter written by a guy who tried to see a once-in-a-lifetime eclipse, but unfortunately picked the wrong sky to do it under. Physicists had a much better view from near Zaragoza in Spain, while the shot by photographer Albert Droz in Menorca is absurd. Loot madness. Jennifer Gonzalez acknowledged serious problems with the island's water infrastructure, and that a growing number of communities had reported long stretches with no service. And then, seventh from Everything is Amazing. We begin with a scene 1 meter wide. Hello, and honestly, how astonishing it is that we get to see this. Next, eighth from Manga Bay. More people, farms, and drought could mean more elephant conflict in southern Africa. The researchers looked at 16 years of crop rating reports from 38 community conservancies in Namibia, then used statistical and machine learning models to see how those patterns might play out across southern Africa. They found that growing human populations and expanding farms consistently drove more elephant raids, especially during the November-April wet season. When protected areas got drier, elephants were pushed out of their usual range, raising conflict nearby. Their projections suggest that by 2085, the combined effect of land use change, more people, and a hotter, drier climate could widen the zone where farms and elephants clash. Up next, ninth from Boss Letter, The Pursuit of Happiness, 50 Observations on Living Well. Vaika, thanks to everyone who supported us over the last week, we were back in the top 10 on the Rising Leaderboard. Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness. Thomas Jefferson, the beauty of life only becomes apparent once you realize you have all the power. From influencing your thoughts throughout the day to figuring out not only how to live your life, but how to actually get the most out of it. At some point, you realize we are all in an eternal pursuit of happiness or unhappiness. Happiness is a practice, living in a way that feels true to yourself and aligned with your values. And then, 10th from Manga Bay. From one deer's DNA, a roadmap emerges to save an endangered Philippine species. Researchers took a tiny tissue sample from a Visayan spotted deer that died at a Philippine conservation center and used it to sequence the animal's whole genome. That single deer DNA map lets scientists pinpoint genetic diversity, identify inbreeding risks, and design breeding programs for the few hundred captive individuals and the roughly 700 wild ones left on Panay and Negros. It's not a massive study, just one genome, but it gives a concrete, data-driven foundation for future restoration work, something that was missing when the species was upgraded to critically endangered. This genetic roadmap could help keep the deer from disappearing entirely. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.